The next article was also written by me, Keith, and is on a subject that will be familiar to those of you who receive your Talking BB by post or the Talking newspaper. And it's entitled, COVID Cannot Stop Talking Newspaper. Many people will have heard of the Talking newspaper. In Wallingford and District, we have been producing a weekly edition with news drawn mainly from the Wallingford Herald and the Henley Standard for over 30 years and have kept going all through the COVID lockdown. The Talking newspaper is normally associated with people with visual impairments, but we would like to publicise the fact that the Wallingford and District Talking newspaper, WDTN, is also available to a wider range of people who, for any reason, have difficulty reading a newspaper, but who are not eligible for the free postage that blind and partially sighted people enjoy. The weekly Talking newspaper can be listened to on the WDTN, that's Wallingford District Talking newspaper, website, wdtna.org.uk, simply by a click of the mouse. People can also listen to back numbers of the Talking newspaper and the monthly magazine's editions online, but will need an access code to do so. Please get in touch by email wdtninfo@gmail.com or by calling 07976 302 136 for more information. We also produce a monthly magazine edition containing a digest of articles from village and parish magazines in the local area. These include The Window on Wallingford, Cromarsh News, Benson Bulletin, The Bridge at Clifton Hampden, The 40, Cholsey, The Villager, Brightwell cum Sotwell, Ewelm News and Dorchester News. Using makeshift recording studios, in inverted commas, at home, we have been able to continually record the Wallingford and District Talking newspaper from several of our homes throughout the pandemic, and have not missed one edition. The Talking newspaper is able to send out the weekly and monthly recordings on memory sticks to visually impaired listeners using the free postage that is nationally available when sending articles for the blind. We are also always pleased to hear from anyone who is visually impaired and who would like to receive the Talking newspaper by post. We provide free of charge a player for the memory sticks that is designed to be easy for people with poor sight to use. But remember, you do not have to need a special player or a memory stick to listen. People who are not necessarily blind or partially sighted, but who would find it easier to listen to rather than read the local newspaper, can get to hear the local news online via our website.